All that Jesus. Outside the large old windows of the church, the bright south side sunshine tried hard to get through the glass and closer to the sweet sounds of jazz, sounds that gently stroked the ceiling, the floors, the pews, the people, and the sunbeams themselves with variations on a theme of love thy everything. The pews got harder the longer we sat, but the music got lovelier, and the lazy afternoon wouldn't loosen its hold on us. Behind us, an infant snored peacefully against its mother's breast, and in front of us, a little girl was so caught up in the music that her body vibrated with every chord, playing among the sunbeams, the old dust, and the almost visible music notes. And she was inside the music, just as surely as the baby was inside his dreams, inside his mother's arms. And we sat in this hard pew between this infant and this child, and felt the music so intimately that it seemed to be pulling our bodies together into one organic joy, even though we sat still and polite and quiet. Jazz variations on Jesus or God or whomever each listener could invent to look up to and to appreciate outside themselves. And that baby and that little girl couldn't tell jazz from Jesus. And you know, it really didn't matter. Their purity was so resounding in the Sunday afternoon dust.